First night of Hanukkah, special Yom Tov, and we're going to start off with a story that during the last week I had to speak in front of a kvutza of people in Manhattan, of all places of the world, and there was a tzivah of people there from Tabir Chomin, Hasidim, and Amaratzim, and Mechalei Shabbos, and everything in between. There's quite a spectrum there. Whenever we had to speak, we spoke here, said something. But one of the words which we got across over there made such an impact. Actually, you like it as well. So he said, I'm going to take it over. It was nischadish to me. I said, the interesting thing is that of all the Yom Tovim, there's no Yom Tov which America likes more than Chanukah. So why does America like Yom Tov of Hanukkah more? And everyone was saying there, as well as why they think America likes Hanukkah. That doesn't exist. There's one reason why. Because America likes publicity. And all Yiddishkeit is just a hypocrite of publicity. Yiddishkeit is a tsnuim chochma. Yiddishkeit is sinus. The godless of Yiddishkeit everywhere, so the more penis, everything more hidden. The biggest kedusha in Torah, the biggest madrega is what's going inside. You're not supposed to show. You shouldn't show the opposite, but the tach is not the showing off. The hepah is the showing what you go inside. You get the stethoscope, you look what's inside, you look what's outside. It's not the hatzaga. America, everything's outside. Once a year we have at long last, one mitzvah we choose the American. Yeah? You make a big menorah in Times Square. Oh, the Gishmah. Something public. They've got one there, but flappers. All the big menorahs all over the place. Ah, that's good. This is in public. I went so far as to say, it's interesting to show how much it is correct. There is, in Lashon HaKodesh, a very rich language. When the Friar people wanted to set up a language for a state, which they wanted to make in the Middle East, in the place of Eretz Yisrael, they had to create new words for a lot of syndromes that don't have origins in Lashon HaKodesh. Because they made a new Lashon called Ivrit, but in Lashon HaKodesh they have no. So what did they do? There was a particular fellow who was the son of somebody else, whatever his name was, and he had ability, was a linguistic specialist, and he had a tremendous capacity and ability to find heksherim. Heksherim are connections, associations with something which had something to do with Torah or in Chazal, and apply that. Publicity, advertisement, is a word which the Western society needs. 20% of the gross national product goes to advertisements. Where do you find a word like advertisement in the Torah? One place, Hanukkah. Persume Niso. And there you have the word persomet. That's where it comes from. Persoimus. Publicity. That comes from Hanukkah. Only the Hanukkah, what are you supposed to publicize? Torah, Yeshivai, Memunah, and they use it for the Hepech, of course. That's part of the whole project of the Marocha there. So, if they would invite me to speak in Annapolis, I would tell them what's wrong with them. They didn't invite me. What can I do? When I came to immigration, he asked me, what did I come for? I said, to speak in Annapolis. What do you think I came for? I think in immigration, the fellow asked me, what did you come for? So I told him I came for, I came for to speak in Annapolis. Oh, he says, you know. Next, Akavodim. Why do we say this, Rabbi? Say it's not a joke. There is a unique, peculiar din. This is Mishtam Avot. It's got a big amkis to it. There are unique, peculiar dinim in Hilchas Hanukkah. First thing that the Iker mitzvah is to do it al Pesach Besoy. Al Pesach Besoy means to do it on the door of the house. The reason why we today do it slightly different is because our houses don't have the same door access like before. Today the house has not gone in front of a chotzer, which it used to have in the time of Chazal, if you don't know from the Gemara, some of Vatsa, etc. The way they used to live was they had a bayis in front of a chotzer, in front of the chotzer, the base of Urshusar, Rabbi Mamavi. That was the system of the entry to the house or the exit to the house. That's where you're supposed to have it. Somach Urshusar Rabbi, that's where you put the nair. And when there was problems, they had problems because of sakola, then you could put it on your table. But the Iker mitzvah was persume nisa for people outside. It goes so far that there is a halacha, which maybe I would say is one of the most surprising dinim which we find in all Hilchas Chanukah. Maybe in any halacha. There's halacha built on the Gemara, B'nei HaChashad. I don't know whether you've learned this, Aaron, but if a person has a corner house, see this on the corner of two roads, so therefore he has two exits to his chotzer. He's got exit to Rechov Mashal and to Rechov Chofetz Chaim, because he lives on the junction. So, normally you would say, the main thing he puts on a road, and he's gone to the chotzer Rechov Mashal, put on his nair, Mekai the Mitzvah. Oh, no, he's not. Why? Because he's got another door going to Rechov Chofetz Chaim. He's got to have a nair there as well, says the Gemara, Mnei HaChashad, because of suspicion. And it goes so far, what happens if you've got three? He's got a big house that goes through a whole block, they call him, in one road and the other. So he's got an exit to the back there as well. He's got to put a nair there as well. Why? Nei ha-chashan. Somebody might be suspicious that this guy has not got a nair Chanukah. So I would first suggest that the guy is suspicious to learn Musar. And if he doesn't want to learn Musar, instead of being suspicious, he should take a little walk, not a big walk. Yeah, Avraham Avinu was supposed to be a very big tzaddik. Why do we know? Machnas Erechim, we were told he had four doors to his house. So whenever angle you came for, he had a door. But it's mashma from the fact that Chazal praise him, that a normal person is Mekayim Mitzvahs Achnas Erechim, which is a big mitzvah, having one door. How's a guy going to get in? Simple. Everybody knows there's one door to a house. And if you can't get in the back, you're in the front. And if he sees the door at the back of its lock, he'll go around the front. He'll look for the main door. He'll look for the bell. Look for the nameplate. He'll go in there. So if that's good enough for all the aniyim, it's good enough for all halachas of Teira. You have to mend. Why is that good enough for Hilchas Chanukah? Let the guy look at the back of the house. But the house, there's no such thing as a only virtual houses of one side. Real houses have got four sides to them. If it's got four sides, I know he might have a door there. Before you make a suspicion, write an article, this guy hasn't got a panic in there. Go around, make a sivuv, make a little, around the house, check out, and then you can start considering choshed or not choshed. But you can't start off with chashad, it's not fair. And the halacha is koivea, he has to be matik two negas, me'ikar adin, not a chumra, me'ikar adin. Just a parallel. We don't have a parallel anywhere. What we see from here is, I, the lighter, cannot tell the Mr. Rishus Farabi man, mind your own business. It's his business. Let him be choshimi. Let him be choshimi. I did my mitzvah. In regular mitzvah satayra, we don't reckon what the other person thinks. Let it be a show off. He's got a bailus, he's got a schus tvia, he's got a right to demand that I supply him with presumenisa. He's got to get the advertisement. If he doesn't get it, he's a baldover. He can say, Adonias Nish Peseder, he claims from me. He's got a schus tvia. He's a right to say, I'm not going around the house to see. I want to see on this side of the road. It's a schus tvia. I want to pass a house and see a burning menorah. Don't see it, it's good. I got a right to see it. Now, you see here, although the mitzvah is on the gavre, it's on the person, but the archiuvim legabe b'nei rishus harabim. So the chefts of the mitzvah, presumenis, has got applications, peretic applications. One of the dinim is also if you live too high from rishus harabim, me'al eschim ama, you're not yoitza. So people who live on the fourth floor, which is not uncommon in places like Jerusalem, they've got higher, even in Ebert, they didn't have it. People live on very high floors, which are too far from the ground level. They can't make halakhas in air on the window, because if the fellow from the down has to look up, his hat falls off. It's me'al eschim ama, the Gemara in Sukkah, can't see clearly, so it's not proper pesuvanista. All these halakhas show that there are mamish yisoidis of pirsumis. That is Tzoruch Bior. It requires explanation. Major reason which you want explanation on it is because, as we say, it's not just different, it's almost contrary to the major theme of Yiddishkeit and everything as Tznuim Chochma. We find that the Torah has given us 630 mitzvahs, and nevertheless we find that the Nevi'im found it necessary to give particular guidelines how to get to these 613 through the medium of a short version, and it focuses there on Mashem Hagidakamadem Doyishimcha, what is Kesh Baruch Hu wants. Asa is Chesed. You gotta do Chesed. Mishpat. Vatsnei Aleches em Hashem Arakecha. Hatsnei Aleches means be Tznias. Tznias is in clothing. Tznias is in one's life. Don't be a show off. Don't be a proud guy. Don't be a publicity man. Tznias, not Chitznias. And here suddenly we find a charig, an exception there. So be it. The kitzer dvorim, this dvorim aruchim amukim oid, the kitzer hadvorim is, in a halach, which I would like you to be koilet in Hilchas Chanukah, which is the bearing for Golus Kloli and understanding a lot of inyon. The Medrash on the Pasuk of Parsha Bereishis says, v'choshech apanei tehoim, choshech in the Pasuk, which is the second Pasuk of the Torah, is a reference to the phenomena, to the syndrome, which is called Golus Yovan. V'choshech apanei tehoim, v'ruach alakim rechefes, that's already Ruch Shem Mashiach, but choshech apanei tehoim, choshech the Yovan, it's the koyach of Yovan, shechshichu enem sheyisroel mi, they've made the eyes of the Jewish people dark, with their terrible gzeiros. So the simple pshat is, and correct pshat is, that the gzeiros of the Yevonim against Yiddishkeit were very bitter, and they made a darkness of Yiddishkeit 52 years they couldn't carry out Torah mitzvahs, that darkened the whole Jewish picture. It was terrible the way Klal Yisrael looked like during that time. Mamish, they destroyed the whole tzura of the Yiddish Olam. And Mimela, we're not going to go into it today, but we will tell you just bekitzer, that Chazal explained us that the gzeiros they made were b'chokhmah, chokhmah and the tzav of the goy, and they didn't tell them to do averus. No, you don't do averus. But they forbade to do any mitzvahs. So they had no minyan, no Shabbos, no Mila, no Shabbos. They didn't have to mechal Shabbos, but you couldn't sing as miras. And you couldn't put on your big day Shabbos. You had to just be weekday tick and everything. You couldn't do anything Shabbos. There's nothing Shabbos. And you couldn't keep Rosh Chodesh. And no Mila. And no learning Torah. After the fact that the Rambam brings down in Geres HaShmad, that they had a law, I don't know where the Medrash does it, but Rambam brings it down, as Dovah Yaduah. They had a law that the doors had to be open, so that people could at any time go in and check every house, make sure they're not doing any Torah mitzvahs in hiding. Was as our Inquisition time, no Torah, no mitzvahs, whatsoever. That's darkness. The Mamish made us dark. Terrible darkness. It's true. The Mamish became dark. A gzeira like that, without going into why it was and how one gets out of it, as we discussed other times, a gzeira like that, when it comes, always has in it a Yeshua, a tikkun, somehow to get out of it. And the way we got out of it is not only a way to get out of it, is an indication how to get out of similar situations throughout the generations. The description for best is the Nusach of Moritz Tzur, which you're going to sing later. Everybody in the whole world sings Moritz Tzur. Ashkenazim sing it, Sephardim sing it. From every other singer, Russians, everybody, they all sing it, Moritz Tzur. Maybe different nigger, but they all sing Moritz Tzur. What we say there? Yevonim nikmet tzu olaya zaybi mechashmam. Yevonim means the Greeks, nikbutzu alive, overwhelm me, be mechashman in the time of the chashmanoim. And the question is, you hear from Shlomo that the Seder is not correct. Historically, it wasn't like that. First came 52 years Yevonim, and then came the chashmanoim. So why do we say in the Tfilah, in the Moritz Tzur, Yevonim came when there were chashmanoim? It's not true. The opposite happened. There were first Yevonim, and then came chashmanoim. I was the gewaltige Hezbollah, Pi Amaral. The Maral brings down a Chazal that the Gemara says that Kodesh Baruch Hu treats Goyim and Yidin different. By Goyim, Kodesh Baruch Hu is Makdim Makal Refuah. And by Yidin, Kodesh Baruch Hu is Makdim Refuah Le Makal. Literally meaning that by Goyim, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives a Makal, sometimes gives a Refuah afterwards, but by Yidin, Kodesh Baruch Hu always prepares ahead of time the Refuah to the Makal. Says the Maral, don't misinterpret the Chazal. People think it technically. He created a refuah before the Makkah. The Marshal, today when you buy a medicine, you always look at the date of manufacture to make sure that it's within the range. They say it's valid till a particular date. You check how long they've been in the pharmacist. Maybe he's been there too long. Only use a tablet within the range. So you have to check that the tablet was prepared before the Makkah. That's not the pshat. The pshat says the Maral, a much deeper pshat. He says, we'll give two examples. He says, Reuven got angry with Shimon. Shouldn't do it. He beat him up. He broke his bones. He beat him and beat him and broke him up. The guy's lying on the ground now. Somebody brings him to hospital. They bring him to hospital now. The hospital's been there for 40 years, 60 years, maybe older than Reuven. But he says, that you call Makti Mako Lerfua. There was a Mako. The Mako didn't reckon with the Lerfua. But after that came a new stage. Somebody tried to make a Lerfua to the Mako. But the Makkah had no refuah in its intent. So the Makkah was a Makkah, and then came a refuah. He says, but by Klal Yisrael, it's always the opposite. Kadosh Baruch Hu never sends a Makkah. First, Kadosh Baruch Hu is looking to send Klal Yisrael a refuah shalema. If Kadosh Baruch Hu sees that Klal Yisrael are in bad shape, he wants to send them a refuah shalema. Only Kadosh Baruch Hu has various ways of sending a refuah shalema. One of the ways of sending a refuah shalema is by giving a Makkah. And this Makkah is aimed that eventually it will be a refuah. You get the idea? So therefore he says, that's the Maral say, therefore the Chazal say, Kadosh Baruch Hu makdim refuah la Makkah. There was never a Makkah by Kadosh Baruch Hu, unless it's got an aim of producing refuah. So we say, Yevonim nikvutzu alai. When did the Yevonim come? When there's already a hachona for Bimei Chashmanim. There's a hachona. Tell you a moshel, the Mohad over there. A moshel, I tell you a moshel, just an example. If you see a person going around with a knife, very serious, and just looking, about to cut, and the person's lying down, the person who's going to be cut is lying down on a bed, asleep, somebody else coming with a knife, and just very seriously going to cut. What do you say? A terrorist, call the police, get out of here, do something, yes? What happens is that same person is wearing a green coat, he's got a white mask over his mouth, yes? And there's lots of nurses all over the place, he's doing the same thing. He's a Malach Rakim, he's a doctor, top professor, he's earning $25,000 for the operation. And he's doing the same thing, he's there with a knife. What's the chilek? So the first looks to you like a mazik. This is a mazik. He's cutting the same, but not a mazik, he's a metakin. Do you hear the Nakuda? Yevonim nikvitzu alai as abinei chashmanim. It was a nituach, it was a long nituach, painful one, but there was a chonah for the... But it means that when the chashmanoim came, they didn't just make a tikkun for the tzora, which happened then, because the Maral explains us, in their mitzvah, a long explanation, that even though there were four pre-aired, pre-organized golos of Klal Yisrael, the last one, which is the golos Edom, which we are in currently, is Murkav, is assembled of the ingredients of all the previous four. And therefore has in it all those koiches, and they constantly operate inside Edom, is incorporate all the others. And Mimele, he says, you need the antidote, which the Chashanoim gave to the Yovans, in Golas Edom as well, in our Golas as well. So we need today Chashanoim to do the same job as them. What was the problem then, Rabbi said? The problem is a very serious problem. Klal Yisrael were in Choshech. Choshech means darkness. What was the darkness? There was lots of light, but the light showed darkness. That's the worst thing. Loshon of the Gemara is the Chazalis, Hikshichu Einayim. Big Zeru Sam, you can't make eyes dark. You can make the room dark. Eye can be blind. And here you say Chazal a third thing. Not the eyes were blind. Not the room was dark. The room was light. But the eyes became dark. What's the pshat? Eyes becoming dark. You know what it means, eyes becoming dark? What Dovid HaMelech said in Halach, Einayim lahem velo yiru. They could see, but what they saw was rubbish. They couldn't see correctly. Their sight was confused. Do you hear what's going on? Einayim lahem velo yiru. That's choshech. Choshech means a person saw, he doesn't understand what he's seeing. And he misinterprets what he's seeing. And he misgauges what he's seeing. They all saw, but they saw wrong. They interpreted wrong, they transmitted wrong, their avona of the sugya was wrong. Wrong avona of the sugya? That's what they got wrong ashkofa then. Klal Yisrael were in such a terrible matzav. I'm going to stage two. Nobody knows as well as you how beautiful the format of Jewish life is. If you could step back and do a kind of outside look and look how drab the life of a person who hasn't got Torah mitzvahs is, even if he's chasing all his tithes, and maybe he'll get a lot of his tithes, his life is a dead life. He's no Shabbos going on, so he's not to get up 4 a.m. except make money if he can't get up tomorrow. He has nothing in his life. There's no structure, there's no aim, there's no purpose. Yiddishkeit gives a teich and a purpose and everything. It's a beautiful life, apart from the emes Shabbat. Rabbi Yisai, can you imagine what Jewish life looked in 52 years? 52 years is older than anybody here that I know of. 52 years, it's two generations. Generations we're talking about. There was no Yiddishkeit. It was completely dead. They weren't doing aveiros, but no mitzvahs. Has that Judaism got any beauty to it? It's a Yiddish kind of don't. The only thing the father can tell this kid is, we don't do this, we don't do that, don't do that, don't do that. Why? There's no yes to it. You couldn't learn Torah, couldn't keep Shabbos. There's no Yom Tov. There's no Tzur of Kiyuv. There's no Bris. Nothing at all. It's a terrible answer. You know what happens in such a case? Man by nature looks for beauty. Man by nature looks for beauty, for yoifi. Why did Hashem create people with a yetzer for yoifi, with a cheshek for beauty? It's a natural thing. If you see something horrible, you cringe. It's something nice. It makes you feel good. Now the question, what you call nice and what you call horrible, that's a new shaila. But the nature which is built into all human beings is something nice gives them pleasure. Some say a beautiful view from a scene, gives him pleasure. Horrible hurts him. There are other people, different things. Everybody has a different interpretation. What's beauty? But beauty gives him pleasure. Why did Hashem do it? Now, we only would understand a bit what Teferis really is. We would understand a bit what Tehillim is all about. If you understand a bit what Yiddishkeit is all about, and understand how to be Makiach, Kodesh Baruch Hu himself, all this is to be able to see the beauty of the world with Kodesh Baruch Hu and his Hanhog in the world. That's the greatest beauty of the world. Kodesh Baruch Hu created a man with the capacity of appreciating beauty and disliking. Although when a person has choshech, you know what choshech does? He mistakes the beauty. What's horrible is beautiful. You know what was the bed which enabled, the setting which enabled that? When there was no beauty of Yiddishkeit available and people look for beauty. So what was the beauty? They couldn't find beauty in Yiddishkeit. Because it was a lot of don't. There was no do. There's no puzzle beauty to it. What was the beauty which Yovan suggested? A new beauty. Yoifi chitzoini. Yoifi chitzoini means what? Art. I don't know all the words. You know all the technical words. But Yovan had the biggest focus on external beauty of making a worship of external beauty. And they called everything art, beautiful. They were even so gefährlich, they called things which are really schmutz. They called them beauty as well, mitzad, not mitzad the schmutz, they called it, we're looking nice. They made a worship, a God worship of things which look good. It's be good? No, it's got to look good. Be good didn't interest anybody. Look good! That's what's important. Chitzonius par excellence. Chitzonius to the peak. That was Yovan's worst thing. And worship in trying to make a life to achieve beauty and show off. Ah, how horrible the person is in his own life. Makes no difference. The main thing outside, he is dazzling. In his own life, the biggest behemoth gossip which could possibly be, no harm. Your whole purpose is Rishus Arabim. The purpose is showing off. The purpose is the chitzoy, not the pnim. That was the cheftz of Yovan. Want to hear it a little sharper? Yovan was makrish, nothing more than Kedusha. Who would believe that the Yevonim who were philosophers, who would believe that the Yevonim who were big thinkers, and we're not makrish that, the Ramban point out that these, they mention the names of the people, they were very brilliant thinkers. They weren't just fools like today, actors. They were people with brilliant minds and thinkers. What would they do? They went around the Beis Hamikdash looking for a Pach Shemen and to metamed him. So can you imagine this big philosopher, yeah, with a cuckoo in the back of the ear, and the philosopher goes, philosophers how they dressed in their way, everybody can detect a philosopher, and instead of doing another bit of philosophy, he runs around the Beis Hamikdash to be metamed, metamed, my purpose is metamed. Find a Shemen, go to the Shemen metamed. What do you care about being metamed? Do you believe in Tumah? No. You don't believe in Tumah, do you? No. So what do you mean metamed? A person doesn't believe in Tumah goes metamed. The stira. What do you mean metamed? You don't believe in Tumah. Oh, you don't understand. So long as Klal Yisrael had the beauty of Torah, beauty of Chochmah, of our Chochmah, they understood, they would appreciate their Chochmah. They had a, I don't know what the right word is, like a craze. Everybody should believe in their Chochmah. Everybody should believe in their beauty. Kedusha is their mind a distraction. You know what Kedusha is? Internal beauty. You know what Kedusha is? Inside. That doesn't interest. They want something outside. There's something so beautiful about a Pach Shel Shemen. Kedusha. Kedusha is beautiful. To a person appreciate it. They wanted to disappreciate it. Want to metame it. So the folk person wants to look for beauty. There's nothing for you. Come and look by us. You want to hear a sharp definition? Anybody ever seen a person doing a sculpture? It's a shayna halacha, what's mutra or asur. I'm not going into that. But let's talk about the actual chachma of being a sculptor. Anybody who watches him, who doesn't understand, they think the guy's crazy. Here he sees a tzuga of a face, of whatever he's making there, and you see the sculptor spending hours doing nachabis and nachabis and adding a bit, take away a bit, but scratching and adding and what's he doing? He's perfecting the beauty of this object which he has made. It's the same a painting. He's making a painting. Hours and hours and hours is spent in changing a pitchgiver, I don't have to say it in English, insignificant detail of this painting. And there he said, and then at the end he'll sell it for big money or he'll get big publicity, a Picasso. It's something. What is it? Garnish is what's he perfect. Have you ever seen a tzaddik? Have you ever seen Yirei Shamayim doing sculpture? But he does the real sculpture. You know what he does? He learns Musar and he perfects his inside. All those same activities which the sculpture does on the outside, he does as well. And somebody watching him out say, what are you doing there? Nochabism, nochabism, nochabism. Yeah, because inside the body, there's a nefesh. That nefesh wants to be perfect. You want to perfect a person. Better midas, less kas, less taiva, less covered, more neshema, sculpturing, nochabism, nochabism, nochabism. Do you see the power between these two worlds? One is light and one is darkness. When the Yid loses his perception, that, you know what's really nice? Anybody ever heard met a Balmidas? If you ever met a good person, a person you feel is a tzaddik, kedusha, you don't have to describe it, but the beauty talks to you. How does the beauty talk to you? Because that's sculptured inside. Yeah? And the Yovan will get tried and say, just don't do that. You just sculpture outside. I appreciate outside beauty. The same koyach, which the same appreciation you have when you see something. You see, it's a highly going to show him. You see something special in him that's looking, because you see the yofi pnimi of a person, they were trying to channel the other direction. Only yofi yitzani. That's darkness. Ooh, that's darkness. That's a shichu einayim shel Yisrael. They made their eyes dark. You know what the Eitzah Chazal say was? Long story. I don't have time to go to the whole Eitzah. We took one detail of the Eitzah. That there were keveah mitzvahs near Chanukah. Ner Chanukah was at first symbolic of the fact that they found one Pach HaShemen, Choysoma of Kohen Gadol. What is the idea of the Choysoma of the Kohen Gadol? One Pach HaShemen, Choysoma of Kohen Gadol, pure Kedusha. In Kedusha and in Tara, does Madregas. Every Yiddish person is allowed to come Tom Elamais. He's still a holy person, but if he comes Tom Elamais, then he'll get himself Torah afterwards. He'll do the Hazor, he'll go to the Mikveh, he'll make himself Torah. Once, twice, three times, he'll get there. There's one person who's Muzar, even a regular Kohen has got Hazoras, but certain people he's Muzar for his family. He got the Kohen HaGodol Me'ichov, the Holy of Holy Kohens. He is such a high madrega, he can't get tomei for anybody. He's tohor, he's absolute. That's the koyach, which is, as it were, the high koyach, which still exists, always one pach ha-shemen, there's always one pach ha-shemen, unscratched by the highest koyach kedusha, which got the power to reignite all the others. The act of mesiros nefesh, of self-sacrifice, of the chashvanoim, brought to action that they had a beis hamikdash again, and their beis hamikdash, they brought to action again. What did they find? Everything tome, except for one. Not accidental, because that one, as it were, ignited all the others. That one was enough. That Kadosh Baruch Hu made a day, so it went for 8 days. It wasn't coincidental, because Kadosh Baruch Hu could have organized that they should have found afterwards enough for 8 days. He definitely organized you enough for 1 day, and it should have to be extended for 8 days, because that's the nes he wanted to exhibit. You did Mesiras Nefesh, you overcome it, you make a menorah, you light, and I'll extend it for you. And what we'll do, it will re-show the beauty of the Pneumius. External, there's no way of expanding something from 1 day to 8 days. Internally, there is. Because that's the internal beauty of the menorah. Expanding the Kedusha of inside. Getting out of the darkness. We asked before the question, I thought it was clearly answered yet. How do eyes get dark? When they see the wrong things, eyes get dark. When eyes perceive beauty in horrible things, then the eyes are dark. That's his shikra name. The horrible things they say, isn't that nice? Instead of saying, isn't that nice, what Kadosh Baruch Hu made your appreciation for beauty for? If you don't appreciate beauty, you're a horse. Yeah? And you give horse food, and you give him a plate, beautiful plate with sauce all over the place, and set up like a chef, you know, everything. Another plate, all the food just barreled down without anything. He doesn't know the difference. They're just the same for him. And you give a person the two plates, one you pay $200, and the other one will say, listen, I'm not paying for it. Why? Because for a person, the presentation of food nicely, because I'll say that looking at the food is a great percentage of the satisfaction the food gives you. And a horse, no difference to him. And that's what the Yevonim want to make as horses. They want to make as horses. Horses, like I mean, the beauty of Kedusha, which Kadosh Baruch Hu made us for. Not for food, for real Kedusha. To see beauty, appreciate the beauty of what it is. Do you ever see a person who's got a nice esrog, appreciating the beauty of his esrog? What does he appreciate? Three-eighths otter. It's something special. I want to tell you, I'm not talking about what he sees in their kedushas and all that. But Kadosh Baruch Hu created in the teva of the person to like something nice. And there's a mitzvah once a year to take a very nice three-eighths otter. And now you look at the Chazal and Medrash, what's the three-eighths otter? A marshal for? You remember all the mill, it's not out the time of Sukkot. But that was, I will put it to you in the simplest way. Yes, by taking a pre-eitz hodah, state the medrash, do kutshabrichu. It's a way of coming to appreciate the beauty of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Do you understand the marshal form for it? Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't make beautiful things in the world. He said, ah, is he offy? That's the idea. Maybe I'll tell you one other chazal just to get the picture well. Mishnah Berurah brings down in Hilchos Brachos, an interesting Yerushalmi, that somebody goes through his life, and came across a new fruit and didn't partake of it, therefore didn't say a brocha and didn't say shechion on it, he's osed tenas hadin. He will have to give a calculation why he left. You know that din? That's why some people are knowing that once a year at least to eat a fresh fruit, you know. Mishnah Berurah brings it down, aloha ramaisa. You hear? What's the big deal, big time deal of eating fruit? If you don't appreciate beauty, you're going to miss the appreciation of Hashem. That's osed hadin. It's not the fruit. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's nothing to you. It's all the same. Eat for bread and it's all the same. You gotta appreciate beauty behind the beauty. That's what you want to do. They saw no beauty in Ruchni. They only saw beauty in filthy Gashmi. That was a choshech. What was the Eitzah? Lighting Menorah. Where do you light Menorah? In the Beis HaMikdash. No, when you light in the Beis HaMikdash, it's only a game for the Kohanim. Where's everybody else? Here was a Kiddush, which we can't be Marachan at the moment. Because if we go, it'll take another hour. It's built on a Ramban in Bala Yisra. But in Chazal state, the way the Ramban learned up the sugya, that the idea of Chanukah was in rumors in the Torah, that it brings a koyach of Beis HaMikdash to every Jewish home. That's what it does. It brings a koyach of Beis HaMikdash into every Jewish home. That's the idea of lighting a menorah in your home, in your room, warming up the house with the koyach of Beis HaMikdash. What is that koyach? That's the antithesis of Yavon. It's kedusha. It's premium. It's ne'er ish ubeisoi. But it's got another facet to it. You know where you put it? In Rishus HaRabim. You know where you put it? On the outside. You know they have a facet of it. Persume Nisa. Publicity. Advertisement. You know what we're trying to do? We're not just advertising the mitzvah. We're being penetrating the choshech outside. We're penetrating the Rishus HaRabim. We are penetrating the koiches of Rishus HaRabim, the koiches HaTuma out there, and putting Kedusha into them, showing them the beauty. That's why the Rishus HaRabim have got Ischus Tviya. The Rishus HaRabim is supposed to be Kodesh as well. Did you know that? You'll find that out when Mashiach comes. We know the Beis HaMedrash of Kodesh, the street next door, okay, to the Gvul, and then, you know, you gotta be careful. Kedusha's got its limits, but on the street we've got problems. Rishus HaRabim! And Chanukah doesn't believe in any of that. Chanukah says we're going to penetrate the oyer into Rishus HaRabim. The choshech of Yavu we make into light, the hepech. What was dark we make light. That's persume nisa. It's got an impact on the outside. If America knew that, they wouldn't like Chanukah. They wouldn't like Chanukah. It's the antithesis of America here, but they don't know that. They just know something outside. Akabonin, the token of what about the ner hadlokas, ner Chanukah is being mafars and persume nisa, putting the koyach of the beauty of ruchni Rishus HaRabindik. When the koyach of beauty of ruchni comes to Rishus HaRabindik, that's a new parsha. That's a completely new sugya. It's a sugya chadosh alagamre. Then the choshech of Rishus HaRabim becomes light. And if somebody comes down Rechov Marshal and he doesn't see a light, there's some darkness left over in a hole which you were supposed to fill up. It's not good enough. I got one Rechov Chofetz Chaim. You got to have one Rechov Marshal as well. Because every element of Rishus HaRabim has got a tviya on you. It doesn't mean you're going to take a menorah and go in Rechov Ben Yehuda in Tel Aviv and put up a menorah because it's not basic. You cannot put, you hear what I'm saying? They do that in America. They put up in all the center places. You know, it's crazy. So that's the Yiddish guy. The whole idea is you hear the beauty of it. You can't produce Kedusha only from a home. You have to produce Kedusha from the home. But it's the opposite of what the Yevonim did. Listen, the Yevonim said, leave the doors of your house open so we should see that you're not doing Kedusha in your home. And what do we tell you? Leave the windows of your house and the door of your house open so you should do from your house. Generate Kedusha to the outside. You hear how it goes a faket? And then make the Rishus HaRabim into a Kodosh. It goes akadekach that the Svorim Akdosh, they talk about the Inyan, which is very delicate, but it means that the koyach of the mitzvah of Chanukah is to penetrate such areas, listen, in the koyma of Klal Yisrael and the world, which other mitzvahs cannot penetrate. We're telling a very deep Inyan. I'm speaking more Beremes than Lemaisa, but in detail, but the Chachom will understand. Every mitzvah has got an area which it penetrates, and it's got a limit. Ner Chanukah, because it was a mitzvah which was made big golus, and it was made in the worst golus, which was called choshech, and it was overcome by Or, which is the hepech of choshech, and it was a mitzvah which was made l'doiret, which incorporates a bit of mitzvah in the home, means that the mitzvah derabbanan of Ner Chanukah has in it the ability to penetrate areas which other mitzvahs don't have a capacity of penetrating. Other mitzvahs, the penetration is till the door hole. Mitznias, bifnim, Rishus HaYochid. Rishus HaYochid, that's always Kedusha. Rishus HaRabim is always Pirut, there's always Koichas HaTumah. Don't imagine, it's a very big esoteric subject. Rishus HaYochid is connected to Kedush Baruch Hu, Suji Chidush Olam. Rishus HaRabim is connected to the Koichas, which are Rabim, which is not Kedusha. Chanukah, Ner Chanukah has got to do Rishus HaRabim as well. It's got to be me Beisoi. Can't put it on Rishus HaRabim. You know what I'm saying? It's got to be me Beisoi. But the Beisoi is Beikea to Rishus HaRabim. Makes Rishus HaRabim Kodesh. How much Rishus HaRabim ever passes? People don't pass, we'll see it. Yeah. But there's no Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim is the individuals who are Rishus HaRabim. They'll go past your house, you make a Pesu Menisa, you conquer Rishus HaRabim. You're not only by the people. It goes much further. In your own nefesh, you have a bit of Rishus HaRabim. You didn't know that, but it's true. Everybody has it in his own nefesh, in your own nefesh. If you open yourself up, do an in-depth analysis of what's really going on inside you, you have one chedek inside you, which is your own reshus hayochid. Your own reshus hayochid, yeah? You have a chedek inside you, which is reshus harabim. America did a good job of putting reshus harabim into everybody. Everybody's got a reshus harabim inside them. And his own reshus harabim is not his own reshus. He reckons what the other guy would say. Tell you what reshus harabim is, you all know what reshus harabim is. Reshus harabim are all those ideas which, had you been born on Har Sinai and never seen them, guys, you never thought of. That's all reshus harabim did. And can you imagine, we call it not an ideal, a utopian situation. Yeah? You were born on Har Sinai and never left there. You lived 120 years next door to Har Sinai. That was your whole life. Shh. Like being born in Kul Chaznish, living there 40 years, 80 years, never going out to Dada Dada, the only world you know. You're living in a barrel. Yeah? Hey, the Kedusha. Gosh Baruch didn't make us that, because he made us to be not Malach, he made us people. We have to fight. But the Mitzvahs, I'm trying to tell you, and since we don't live in that utopian life, we live in a life of reality. Everybody has a Reshus HaYochid and a Reshus HaRabim. In actual fact, when you learn the deeper ideas, you see, not for medical reasons, which are quite obvious, you need the various chambers in the hearts, but you'll see why I'll be higher, spiritualized, why you need two chambers in the hearts. You got your Reshus HaYochid, you got your Reshus HaRabim there. You want a healthy heart? You gotta have them both healthy. You gotta keep them aligned. It's good. So the Reshus HaRabim inside you also has to get Heorah. You know what makes the Reshus HaRabim inside you Heorah? Ner Chanukah in certain Bechina Shtet and Svarim can do more than any other. I'm gonna tell you over in Nusach of one of the Gedolim of the Hasidic Rebbes, but the Toichen of the Divrei Torah is based on in Yonim, which you can't say over, but very high in Yonim, that the Ur of the Ner Chanukah is going to take us till the Ur of Mashiach. There's Ramadim and the Gematrias and all type of things which they're beyond me. I don't understand these things, but there are applications. It was the last Nase which happened. It's going to schlep us till Ner Chanukah. So the simple pshat we said before makes Beis HaMikdash into the house. If you learn the Ramban well, because otherwise what is Aaron Avaha, Aaron Galtzad Pius, and the fact that they're going to make Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah is the Kohenim, everybody does it. What's the help to him? That's also Chanukah, the Beis HaMikdash goes into that. Only he was marching the Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash into the houses. That's the pshat. The pshat in the Ramban and Baal Yisra. But we can't go into that now. It's too long an inyan. The Toichen Adover is that Reshus HaYochid can penetrate your Reshus HaRabim. Your Reshus HaRabim can become holy. That's Chanukah. Holify, purify the Chedek in you, which is HaRabim. And there must be no doors which are not covered. Not the Rechav Chavetz Chaim, not the Rechav Mashal. They're going to be covered all. You're not going to bid it, you're going to do the whole lot. Menei HaChashad, you know what I'm saying? Now we're going to go further. Please. This is a question which bothers some people unarticulated. But I'm going to tell you, we're going to put it on the table in order to explain it. Dvorim amukim, amukim oed. Mitzvah der Chanukah is a mitzvah der Rabbonin. It's not a mitzvah der Reise. Notwithstanding it's a mitzvah der Rabbonin, it has remozim, according to Chazal, in many psukim ha-minatayim. Many in Yonim and Atayra in the Tanakh are merumas, the Inyan of Chanukah. Without going into the very heavy Inyanim of that, the Perush of Dover is, even though there's a Din de Rabbonim, but it wasn't a Rabbonindik creation. It was a Rabbonindik formation. What's the difference between a creation and a formation? A Rabbonindik creation would be if Rabbonin decided, we want to make a new Yontif. That's not what happened. Like on Purim, when they made the Yontif, it had to shtim with upstairs. It had to be aligned that upstairs they agree as well. Chanukah shtimed with upstairs. It had to agree with upstairs, and it did. Chanukah, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, was not done previously because before the Zman Yevori wasn't Shaiach. Only when the Chashvanoim were Mizgaber with their Koyach over the Yevonim,
It created an opportunity, an ability that what? That this mitzvah should be done. What mitzvah should be done? That even the choshech of Rishus Rabin, of Yovan, can get light. Be misakin even that koch. What the Sfarimach is used, a remes for, a Mishnah in Baba Madlikim, talks about on Shabbos, you all know, that there are certain oils which you're allowed to use, and certain psilois, what psilois, wicks, you're allowed to use, and certain you're not allowed to use. Why not to use on Shabbos? Because they don't schlep the oil up well, and they flicker, and you might, on Shabbos, come to the matter. And the losha of the Gemara there is, that all those shamonim, and all those oils and wicks, which are possible on Shabbos, are ksherim on Chanukah, are kosher on Chanukah. Now the reason is why? You can, you can mitzvah. You say, because there's no doing it's a dreis of Yibro. That's what you say, correct. But the Sfar Maktations say that that Gemara is a remes to a much deeper thing. Shabbos is a high madrega. Shemen of Shabbos is a big madrega. What Neiros Chanukah can do is a gewaltige Sache. Somebody is below a particular level, he doesn't have access to a mitzvah Shabbos. And I think you know that in America, a lot of people don't have access to mitzvah Shabbos. But those things which are possible for mitzvah Shabbos can be kosher for Ner Chanukah, even in Mexico. You can do Ner Chanukah over there, and it can be people who don't keep Shabbos, but Ner Chanukah they'll keep. You gotta make sure you do the halacha correctly. So what's the lotion? The shemen and the psilas are possible for Shabbos, but for Chanukah, they're okay. What it means that Chanukah has the power of penetrating even those areas where you don't have maga the whole year round. Is it a rabbonim? Yes. I'm going to have to leave this point out. I have a long thing. I don't know where the time went, got lost. There's a medrash. For those who want to look it up, I'll tell you. There's a long medrash. I won't tell you maz with the medrash. I don't have time for. But the toichen of the medrash is in Bamidbar Perek Yudalit, Sifkot Yudalit there. Long medrash, which describes, and we have now the opportunity to bring it up, the koyach of Dine Derabonim. And the mashmois of the Dine Derabonim is that there are areas, low areas, there are areas, distant areas, there are areas which you call out of bound areas, which regular mitzvah won't even affect, but the Din Derabbanan won't affect. Because the Din Derabbanan was made to affect even the lower areas. But it doesn't mean that it's a low mitzvah. It's connected to the highest, but it can go even lower. That's part of the Inya was instacked in the Golos. It's a mitzvah which was made in the Golos. And that's why it can affect our goof more than anything else. Because our goof has got various chalokim, as we all know. Our goof has got various chalokim. The very high parts, our brain and our mind and our nefesh and shoma and ruach and lev and all high things. And other parts of the body which are more animal-like. I think we're all familiar with them as well. Yes? And mitzvahs all talk to the neshoma, to the nefesh, to the ruach. Not all mitzvahs which you do talk to the goof. And certainly not all mitzvahs we do apply to the parts of the goof which are Rishus HaRavindik. The unrefined part of the goof, the more coarse part of the goof. Aber Ner Chanukah does. It doesn't have to. It can apply. It's got the capacity of penetrating those areas where something else doesn't penetrate. It's got a bigger kayach. Somebody once asked me, because he saw some publicity, which I won't say where it came from, that should he ask the non-religious family, which he has in back over there, to light Shabbos candles. Light Shabbos candles. And I told them I wouldn't advocate it. Why? Ask them to make Kiddush. Ask them to learn the Parsha. Shabbos candles, they'll probably light them after Shkia. And they won't know when to write them. And there's a lot of other issue which might be involved. And I'm not sure you could ask them to do a mitzvah. But I'll tell you which ner to do. Ask them to light Menorah Chanukah. Chanukah is no Shalachil, Shabbos. I doubt we're going to light every night at Chanukah, once or twice do it. Near Chanukah leaves an impact. And one of the Talmidim of Bemis got the parents to do it. In a miraculous way, the parents, who were so far from Yiddishkeit, made an round turn as a result of one look at Near Chanukah. They do Shem Torah mitzvahs. Because Ner Chanukah has got, it embraces a wider area. It incorporates even wider areas. I don't guarantee it for everybody, but it's a koyach. That's a koyach of Ner Chanukah. I'm going to do Mekatz Rabbi. I had a long piece how this Terabora fits in. We have to leave for another time. Last time also. But I want to say one point, Rabbi. Everybody here came to the Beis HaMedrash as a result of chucking out a big part of the Yevonius, which the Golus Yovan, which we have today, everybody grew up with a certain amount and threw them out. But anybody who's honest and does a self-bedika, does a polygraph of himself, will find that there's still chalokim of Yovan creeping into him and existing inside him. And we made him, we light Hanukkah candles, and we sing Yevoni Nikbutz Olai. We've got a few functions to do. One of the functions we have to do, Rabbi Yisai, one of the functions, I might say, is even a major function which you have to do is, not only Vada the Kim Amitzvah Derabonon, and not only that we want to halal and shabech of the days which happened then, and she also needs to say biyomim ahem this man hazeh, that the shefa of that nace which happened then is existent today as well. That's biyomim ahem this man hazeh. Doesn't mean this man hazeh on this date. This man hazeh means now, today, 2007. That's when it still applies. That's saying koyach. And what you try to when you light the menorah. The fact if you light with oil, it's something a bit difficult for to chap on. Oh, cut. You gotta make sure it chaps well and the flick goes. And what you're really trying to do is to make sure that that mitzvah chaps onto you well. And that's the idea of singing afterwards, contemplating, looking at the menorah afterwards. Involve yourself in mitzvahs, Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah is not just another mitzvah. It's a very special mitzvah. It's a very unique mitzvah. Ner Chanukah has the capacity of schlepping us out from the blotter, from the lowest areas, elevating us. Don't let it go past. We've all got a bit of Yevoni inside there which got to be cleaned up. And when you go through a Chanukah, every near Chanukah, Moisi V'Holach, adds a noch a bit of Yevonis, noch a bit of Greekness, noch a bit of the Koyach HaChoshech. And what's the Choshech? Appreciation of wrong beauty. I repeat, appreciation of beauty in the wrong things. The art. I have to be politically correct, and I'm going to be very careful. But I will only say as follows, that there are people who, in the wake of the fact that, you know, they want to say something's beautiful, they take something that's really ugly, and they make a statement, that is beauty, and everybody now thinks it's beautiful. And they talk about a particular color that it's beautiful, even though everybody knows it's not. Yeah? Why do they have to say that? Nobody said white is beautiful. They said something else is beautiful. Why? In order, because to move on the kolecha, that it's second class. No, by saying that, you understand the oymek ha-meshugas on that. The oymek ha-meshugas on that. Because Baruch gave Chom HaBrocha for a reason. Yes? It was a klola. It was a brocha. You got to be careful. Beauty. What's the beauty? The boy said, people can dray a kopot. I'm giving that as an example. A person can change the set of values, what isn't beauty, and that's crazy. Can Mishana like his taste can change. They push it, we have, if the word is sullied, the word is we have a virus in our appreciation of what beauty is. And that's what really is beauty, is what we should look for. That's what Ner Chanukah is. Real, real, pure beauty. Appreciate the real beauty. That beauty comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then one loses one's cheshek and interest in what they call beautiful. The real beauty is chokhmah pnimis. The real beauty is inside. So it doesn't mean that mitzvah Ner Chanukah is chitzoini. Mitzvah Ner Chanukah is pnimi. But listen carefully to the final definition of what I said. Mitzvah Ner Chanukah is pnimi. Pnimi, really deep inside. Really deep inside. But it's boikea. Boikea means it hatches out into the Shusar Avin. That's what it does. I'm going to finish with the Mamar of the Zohar Kodesh. This a pasuk which we all know from Esos Chayil. Esos Chayil, there's a pasuk which says, "Loisiro leveso misholeg ki kol beso lovu sholim." Most people sing it on Friday night. Literally mean, "Loisiro leveso misholeg." Don't be worried for my house from snow. Sunday morning in New York was snowing. reason. They say, why? Ki kol beiso lo bushonim. Because all our house has got red. What's the shaykhis? They sing it on Friday night. Don't be worried about shelek, because the whole house has got red. So the Medrash says, al tik shonim el shnayim. And the mitzvah says you do two mitzvahs, mila and priya, nos and titan, hanik, tanik. The Medrash gives a long arichas of mitzvahs which are done double. And Chazal explained, what does it mean? Chazal explained. Chazal say there's two types of gehinim. Don't like talking about ginnim, but there's two types of ginnim. There's ginnim shall eish and ginnim shall shelek. So the person goes up to heaven after, and he's got chatoim, Peshbochu puts him 6 months in the ginnim of fire, burning coals. After the 6 months, he's burnt away a lot of his averus. He gets another treatment, 6 months in shelek, in freezing snow. Why do you have two? We'll soon explain. You need two types of ginnim. Says the Medrash, when people leave the first one, they say, oh great, we have to cool down now, get into the air conditioner, be good. And until we get to the freezing snow, it's worse, state in Chazal, than the boiling cold for the nefesh. But l'siro l'beisa b'sholek. Don't be afraid of the second 6 months. Ki kol beisa lo b'shonim. Because all your house is full of doubles. And the Medrash talks about double mitzvahs. The toichen of the dover is as follows. Listen. A person does mitzvahs and chasashon avedos. There's two types of avedos. There's an avera a person does with a bren. There's a brera with a enthusiasm so that it gets burnt out and ginnim by fire. The fire takes out the enthusiasm. There's avedos a person did by laziness. Didn't do. Flat tire. Did not do. Refrain from doing. What? Can you give him a gehinnom of eish? He didn't do anything wrong. He didn't do, he lacked doing. You know what a fellow lacked doing? He's lazy. They put him in a freezer. Then you know what not doing is. So the shelek takes out the person who's a lazy good for nothing. Doesn't burn him, it freezes him. He was frozen avoided. But somebody who did avoided bezrizos, special avoider, loisira la beisa misholeg. She doesn't have to be afraid of going to Gehinim of Shelek, ki kol beis alavu sholim in shnayim, zrizos. The Zohar HaKadosh adds on that list, ner Chanukah with mezuzah. Mezuzah and ner Chanukah. Parsha Veichi, you can look it up, very similar. And the Zohar there says, ner Chanukah and mezuzah. Mezuzah, you mean ner Chanukah b'smoil. Yes? This is the whole year. Chanukah is 6 days, 8 days. What's the shonim? Where's the zrizus in the Chanukah? These are big, deep inyonim. I want to tell you the simple pshat. Simple pshat, which is a gear to ourselves. State here in the Zohar HaKadosh that unlike the other mitzvahs, it picked here something special in mezuzah and ner Chanukah. The toichar of mezuzah, those who know the Rambam, what you're supposed to do when you kick her, when you go in and out of the house, a mezuzah is keeping the pneumius of the house kodosh. That's the mezuzah. And you know what the menorah is? Taking that and, as it were, catapulting it outside. And those two, they see on a base of Misholeg. That prevents you getting in because that is burning into the chelik which has not been conquered until now. Takes away all the sholeg. And puts light into the darkness. It's the meir the chashecha. Kishbokh should help, we should all be zeicha, that when we do our own adlokas haneiras, Kishbokh should help us to be moiri, the shefa godel of oyer to our own neshamas, big oyer to our own goof, the mayor, the chashecha, get rid of our own yevonias and penetrate us with more appreciation of beauty and kedusha of Torah and mitzvahs, and at the same time, spread the light of Torah throughout the whole world. Adonai Chofetz.